Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Conversations with Spirits with your host, Matthew J. In today's show, you can contact Matthew by calling 760-283-4611 or prefix 001-760-283-4611 or connect on Skype for free. And now, here's your host, Matthew J.
Good afternoon, wherever you are, and welcome to Conversations with Spirit. I am your host, Matthew James, here on Mike Spirit FM. I'm just going to apologize first for last week's little first half hour where I was complaining about technical issues and echoes and things going on. It was me. I apparently had the show page on, and there's a bit of a delay between Skype and the show page, so I was getting a delay, so it was totally me. It was not a technical issue. I just thought I would just bring that up first of all. We've got a phenomenal guest on this evening, morning, afternoon. I say this morning, evening, afternoon, because I know in Australia it's morning, in the UK it's evening, and in various places of the US where people are listening, it's different degrees of afternoon and early evening. So, I'm just bringing that point up. Now, the piece of music that we always start the show with is something called The Supernatural by the late, great Gary Moore, who was a fantastic musician who was once a member of the UK band Thin Lizzy. I know a number of people have been asking me on Facebook, what's the track? So I thought I would actually bring that up. I'm going to be introducing Lisa onto the show very, very, very shortly, because our guest is Lisa Michelle from Brisbane in Queensland, who is a good friend of mine. And there's a real reason why I'm bringing Lisa onto the show today, which we will reveal very, very, very shortly. But before I actually go any further, I just want to do my little advertising at the moment, because there's going to be people on here who may be listening to the show for the first time, and they won't maybe know who I am. So my website for those people is www.matthewjamesmedium.com. That's www.matthewjamesmedium.com. And there's various pages on there. And obviously there's a bit of a biography. I mean, there's a spiel about the fact I've been in this industry for over 20 years. Clairsentient, clairvoyant, clairaudient. Basically, I use a lot of the clairs. I'm a medium. I use rune cards, tarot cards. I've got my own deck, which is the Light of Truth Oracle. There's also a page on there which is dedicated purely to Conversations with Spirit, the radio show. There's all the updates on all the upcoming shows. There's all the archives there of all the recordings of the previous shows. There's also a bit of a forum there if anybody's got any suggestions they want to put towards the show, any questions for the show, any suggested guests, any comments on previous shows. Your comments are more than welcome, because without you, the listeners, this show really, really can't do anything without the live callers that we're shortly going to be getting. Because for people who are listening to the show for the first time, we do live calls. You can ring in and you can get a free live reading for either me or my guest. I mean, that's the usual format. And usually, probably from around in about 20 minutes time, I will be taking the first call, if not sooner, because the unpredictable bit about the show is the readings. This is one thing that I do want to emphasize to people. These are live readings. These are not scripted readings. These are very, very much live. All we basically get is an idea that we've got a caller coming on. And the first time that I actually communicate with the caller is basically when I say hello and what's your name. So we've basically got unscripted readings here. And with it being live radio and it being it's a spiritual experience, we don't know what we're going to talk about. We don't know what the question's going to be. So it's very much a live situation. So anything can happen. Lisa, I think we'll introduce you. Lisa, are you there? Lisa, can you come off mute? Are you there, Lisa?
Hi, good morning.
How are you this morning, Lisa? I know you're an hour behind me, aren't you?
We are. We're very early. We're 7 a.m. this morning.
Oh, you're keen. I mean, I know I twisted your arm a little bit. I know this is your first time on radio, so I know I twisted your arm a little bit. But you're going to be okay, aren't you, Lisa?
I'm going to be fine. We're just going to roll with the punches and let whatever happens happen.
No problem. Do you want to just briefly let everybody who's listening know who you are, who Lisa Michelle is, and just give an idea of your webpage?
Sure. I am Lisa Michelle. I have been connecting with spirit since I was a young girl, not really understanding too much of what was going on until later in my early 20s, where I connected with my husband's family and thought, wow, this is something really interesting. I need to pursue this. And so for the past 10 or 12 years, I've slowly been taking each moment to pursue what my connections have been. And in the past sort of more 12 to 18 months, reading professionally. So that's been a really exciting journey for me, having many experiences, not understanding, but now luckily having great mentors like yourself, Matt, that can assist us in understanding our individuality. And that's been a really great journey for me. My page on Facebook is Lisa Michelle Medium, spelled LYSAMICHEL Medium. I also have my website, which is Spirit's Signature. So that's www.spiritssignature.com for anyone that wants to go and check those out.
Cool. I know you just mentioned there that I did some mentoring for Lisa. She actually came to Canberra. It was the back end of last year, and she spent a week with us. So that was Monday to Friday. I think it was from about 10:30 till about 3:00, wasn't it, Lisa?
I think it was about 10:00 to 4:00. 10:00 to 4:00.
Yeah, and it was really intensive. I put her through her paces. I came up with a lot of exercises, and I came up with a multitude of tasks for her, including phone reading, a live phone reading, a live Skype reading. I know we did a workshop on the Saturday, and what I did was I invited friends from Canberra to come in at the end of each day for Lisa to have a practical test. I know at the end of the week you were a little bit goggle-eyed, weren't you, Lisa?
I was a little bit goggle-eyed, absolutely. But it was really a great week. Matt's a great mentor, great teacher.
I mean, in the last 2 days, Lisa, unbeknown to you, I've been speaking to a couple of your crash test dummies. There was Francine last night, and she was saying just how much you blew her away with the information you were getting for her. So, yeah, and there's Bev, and there was Michelle, and you remember all the names, and Gillian, everybody that you met. Everybody was saying just how really good your information was.
Oh, that's nice. It's really good. I guess, you know, my intention is just to connect with spirit and just to give exactly what they give me. I don't want to be the interpreter. That's why we're called mediums. You know, we're the vessels, that the conduits that sit in the middle that just allow spirit to come through, and if you can allow that to happen without putting your own spin too much on things, then that's where you're getting a lot of depth in the connection, a lot of depth in evidential information that comes through as well.
That's right. Now, I suppose we can pull the cat out of the bag here, can't we? Because we're doing a live show together, aren't we?
We are. I'm really excited. I can't wait for Friday night. It's been a while in the making, but it's been really exciting. We're going to do a show together in Brisbane on Friday night, which is March the 8th. Doors open 7 to 7:30. It will be at Springwood Towers. So any Brisbaneites that are listening online this morning, feel free to check us out on Lisa Michelle Medium on Facebook page. The event details are there as well.
And it's going to be, you did your first live show a few weeks back, didn't you? I remember.
I did.
We spoke on Skype, and you were saying you were as nervous as anything. And then afterwards, I told you so, told you you could do it.
Yes, it was my very first show. I figured I better get it in and done and make sure that I wasn't going to mess anything up for when you came up, see? That was the whole point of doing that initially first. But I loved it. I had an absolute ball because I love working with groups of people, and I love working with a whole room. I just think the energies are just amazing, and the people, when they come along to that, they're just so alive and just ready and waiting, and it's just a fantastic space to be in. It's just really lovely.
That's right. I mean, obviously, I've done a few live shows now. I mean, I've been doing them quite a while, but each show is completely different. It's completely different energy. The audiences are always different, and when you get a duet on stage. I mean, I've done a few where I've had four mediums or I've had two mediums, and you take your turn and you do your bit, or you work in unison. It's always a fantastic show. So Friday night, if anyone's in Brisbane, you really need to come down, and you need to come and see me and Lisa, because it's gonna be a good show. I just know it's gonna be a good show.
Yep, I have that feeling too. And we already have close to 90 people coming, which is just amazing. I mean, I had 39 at the first one. Now we have close to 90. And so it's really, really exciting. I hope that we hit the 100 mark. So if anyone out there is listening, if we hit the 100 mark, I'm going to give away a free face-to-face reading in Brisbane.
Oh, that's awesome. And then I think if we can hit 120, I'll give a free reading away as well.
Woohoo! So that's a challenge for anyone out there that's in Brisbane, or anyone to jump on Lisa Michelle Medium page, find that event there, share that around, and there'll be two free readings up for grabs if we hit that 120 mark.
Yeah, there we go. If anyone's listening, yeah, there you go. That's the challenge. Now, you know what I was like during the week for setting little tests and doing little psychic exercises and experiments.
You're going to put
I'm not setting one on you, Lisa. I'm going to set anyone to the listeners. Anybody who's in the Blog Talk Radio chat room, anybody who wants to get a shout or maybe even get a free email reading with one of us, what I thought I would do, just something a little bit different this morning. I've actually written on a piece of paper the numbers between 1 and 10. I've actually put two numbers between 1 and 10 down on my piece of paper. I mean, it could be 9 and 10, or it could be 1 and 4. It could be... What I want you to actually do is try and tune in for me, anybody who's listening, and I want you to put these two numbers down. It doesn't have to be in the right order, but if anyone can go in the chat room and put these two numbers down, and they are the correct numbers, and it will be totally honest about this, we will organise an email reading for that person. I just thought I would do it, to do a little bit different, because I don't want to always do the same thing on this show. I just want to do different things. Now, Lisa, you're going to be okay for live readings, aren't you? You're going to be okay where we call it, bring a caller in, and I'll connect, you connect. It's pretty straightforward. It's pretty much like a Skype reading or a phone reading. You're going to be okay
yep.
with that, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm sure I'll be fine.
Now, the scenario is everybody, this being Lisa's first show, this is like an extension of her week, because she's not done this sort of thing before. So callers who are listening, please be gentle with Lisa, because she is a really, really good medium. I mean, some of the information I've actually heard first time that Lisa has given to people has been absolutely breathtaking. There was one medium who has been on the show. Lisa did a live Skype reading for. She hadn't a clue that she was actually going to be doing a reading for this lady. And this lady's comment to Lisa was, in all the years that she's actually had readings from people, this was probably the best reading that she's ever had. So, yeah, Lisa's gonna be good. I just know you're going to be good, Lisa.
Well, I thank you very much for your support and kindness. I'm just going to do the best that I can, as I do with every time I go into a connection.
No worries, because I just remember the first time that I came on Blog Talk Radio. I was a sort of a guest on Mike Davis. It's Mike Spirit FM. It's Mike's actually the founder of Mike Spirit FM. Mike had found me on, well, it was one of his compadres had found me on Twitter. Me and Mike got in contact through Facebook, and he introduced me onto his show as a guest. And I remember my first live reading on radio, and I know it can be a little bit nerve wracking. So I've got every sympathy with you, Lisa, but it is a little bit like riding the psychic bike. It's very much the same as anything else that you're actually doing. It's really, really straightforward.
Yeah, I know it'll be fine. You've put me through my paces before, Matt. I've come to expect that with you and me, so it's all good.
You'll be cool. You'll be cool. Now, I'm just looking at the chat room. Somebody is very, very close to the two numbers, very close, but they've not actually got it. Nobody's actually got it yet, but somebody is very, very, very close. So I'll be watching for the right numbers. So as soon as the right numbers are there, I will announce the winner and we will organize a reading for that person. Now, I know we have got callers, so I think we need to get on with the show. I think we need to move on. So, we'll have a bit of a break and then we will come back and we will take the first caller. So, music, Ken, please. We'll be right back. Okay, that was an old favourite of mine, and I know Ken, the producer, as well. That's an old favourite of his. That's The Gypsy by Deep Purple with David Coverdale on vocals. And I just pull some of the really old classics out and get them aired. These are songs that have not been heard for years on radio, and I really think that they need to be heard. But I've just been looking at the chat room, and we do actually have a winner. We do actually have a winner of this little silly competition that I was doing. The two numbers that are actually put down were 2 and 7. And the very first person that actually put 2 and 7 down is Gillian Stuckley. Now, Gillian is actually a friend of ours here in Canberra, so... Gillian, it looks like you're getting a free email reading, probably with Lisa. Lisa, are you up for that?
Absolutely.
So all I'm going to say is Gillian, if you contact Lisa on Facebook with a couple of questions, and Lisa will do the spiel on email for you. If that's all right with Lisa, I'm sorry I put you up to that, Lisa, but.
That's fantastic. That's great.
But you know Gillian, she was one of your crash test dummies.
I do know of Gillian, but we haven't connected in a while, so it will be good.
Now what I'm going to do a little bit later on is I'm going to just set another one of these little tasks, and if anyone, it's going to be a little bit harder, but if anyone gets the right answer, then I'll do an email reading. I'll use the Light of Truth Oracle cards, and I'll do a reading. Now, you've not seen the cards yet, have you, Lisa, or have you? I can't remember.
Your cards? Yes, I have, because I did the reading
with them. That's right, you did a reading with them, that's right. But you've not seen the latest version of them, and I'll be bringing them to Brisbane, so I'm going to be part of the workshop that I'll be doing.
Oh, excellent.
Saturday and Sunday in Brisbane, I'm doing a mechanics of mediumship and self-development workshop. I've got a two-day workshop, and I know we've got, I think we've got a full house, haven't we?
We have got a full house, fully booked.
So I can't wait for that, because I must admit I really enjoy doing the workshops, because getting people who says, people like Lisa, oh, I can't do that, oh, I've never tried that before, and then suddenly you find that you can do these things, it's a phenomenal experience to be able to see people connect with each other and pass messages on that they didn't think that they could actually do. It's all part and parcel of, I don't like calling myself a teacher, because I'm not. I believe I'm a mentor, which is all I'm basically doing is I'm just reminding people of abilities that they've actually got, connecting people to latent abilities that they've forgotten that they've got. It's a little bit like reminding someone that they've got a right arm, or reminding people that they've got a left foot, and the left foot or the right arm's not been used, they've not moved it for ages. That's as far as I comprehend these abilities. We've just basically got abilities that are sleeping. I call it somnambulism. So, I mean, that's really what I do. Now, Lisa, I think here we go with the first caller. So, first caller, please. Am I talking to Stacey?
Hello. Yes.
Hi, Stacey. Thank you for hanging on so long and putting up with our dulcet tones. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Florida.
Okay, and you will be early evening, will you?
Excuse me?
You are early evening, are you? Because I can't keep up with time zones.
it's after 4.
Yeah, because I'm like 8. I'm 8:28 in the morning here in Canberra,
wow.
And Lisa is 7:28 in Brisbane, and then we've got you in Florida, and I know we've got listeners in the UK, which will be about 8:30 at night. So, yeah, we do. We've got to get used to all these time zones. So what's your question, please, Stacey?
What do you see about my career?
Okay, we have a career question. Do you want to start, Lisa? Are you okay to do the first reading off?
All right, okay.
We have a career question for Stacey.
A career question. Okay. So, Stacey, could you just say your name again for me?
Stacey.
Okay, I just need to hear your voice a little bit more to sort of link in with you here. Okay.
Hi, Lisa.
That's better. I'm actually feeling really good. I'm actually feeling quite excited for you. What I'm actually getting for you at this stage is that you're quite comfortable where you are at the moment, and I feel like you need to shake things up. Things have just been too comfortable for you, and I feel like there's something that you've been interested in doing for some time now, but you haven't taken that leap of faith. So there's something there that's holding you back. Now, what I want to say is, take yourself to a place where you feel most connected. So mm-hmm. maybe it's an opportunity for you to look at other things. There's something that you've been interested in. I keep getting this, something that you've been interested in doing for a long time, but you've got yourself into this really comfortable place. Does that make sense for you?
Yeah.
So far?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. I'm also, because I'm not feeling fulfillment in where you're at with your current role. That's what I mean by feeling too comfortable. You just, there's no fulfillment. And I feel like you need to be getting into something more creative. I can sense a creative streak within you. And I'm sensing something that's really fun and lively, something that's really exciting. Let me have a look at what else I can pick here. What I'm getting a sense of is that it's been a time of struggle for you. I'm sensing that the past few months, apart from being really comfortable, it feels like it's been really tight and tense and a bit of a struggle for you. And I feel like maybe this is all to happen because of the finances. I'm picking up something with your finances is a little bit off and a little bit unstable at the moment. Is that making sense to you? I just feel like I want to shift the financial stress, so to speak, because that's what I'm picking up on you. I want to shift the financial stress. And I want to say, look out of the box. I feel like there's something completely different. I feel like you're in a really mundane kind of job. Would that be right? So I'm just feeling like there's a really mundane position that you're in.
It's like I want to leave and I feel, it's not trapped, but I want to leave, but I'm in patient care and I feel guilty. And
right.
I know I have to go, you know.
Yeah.
I
just feel like there's something else that's more creative for you. That's what
I do crafts.
Pardon?
I do crafts.
You do crafts.
I do crafts.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I feel like you're not using your creative abilities, and I feel like they want to just kind of jump out of the box. That's what I'm getting is there's some kind of, I'm not sure if you're interested in computer or graphic design work, something like that. I'm seeing a lot of creativity, some sort of a role where you're able to just jump out into your creativity. Now, I actually have a gentleman coming through. Now, he would be in his 50s or 60s, and he stands looking at me. He's wearing a suit, and I just keep wiping my forehead as though he was always very hot in this suit. I'm just asking him to draw much closer to me. He's sort of very prim and proper, and I actually feel like he's a grandfather figure to you. And I feel like he says, you've tried and tried and tried for so long. You've tried and tried and tried for so long. He said, it's time to take the pressure off. What he's telling me is that there's a lot of, you've been struggling with a lot of pressure over the past sort of 6 to 12 months, and he wants to lift that for you. And what he's saying is that by going into another position that's more creative, then you're going to be able to really connect into yourself and connect into your strengths and connect into what your purpose is and what you're here for. I feel like within you, you haven't tapped into that yet. You haven't spent the time to kind of go and have a look and get out there and see what it is that you really want to do. I kind of just feel like you've taken on these other roles and positions. It's to be helpful, yes, but you haven't tapped into that divine essence, the divine being that is you inside. Does that make sense?
Sort of.
Okay. Because there is a lot more out there for you, and I just, from what he's telling me, he's saying you need to go out and experience more. You need to go out and tap more into what is your divine purpose here. Because I don't feel like you're getting into that at the moment. And what I want to say is, if you take a step outside, it may mean going and doing another course, because that's what I'm also seeing for you, is to go and do some other courses and get some more education up your sleeve. And I'm even getting a twist on that in the way that you could possibly be working for yourself down the track in doing this.
Yeah.
And that will give you more.
That's my goal.
Yeah, okay, because that's what I'm feeling is that you need a little bit more freedom in your life. Now, I'm also getting the energy of children around you. I'm getting the energy of a young man coming through, and I feel that he is quite close to you. There's such a connection, there's such a bond, and this gentleman I feel is your grandfather, and he's coming through quite strong to say he's around this little boy quite a bit. Do you have a son? Do you have a son?
No, I don't.
Okay. There is a young boy around you that I'm sensing is around 12 or 13 or 14. It may
That's
be.
That's my daughter's age.
Pardon?
No.
That's your daughter's
13
age.
Is my daughter's age, but it's not.
Okay. Because I am sensing a boy around you, a young boy around that age. And what he is saying to me is that he is around all of the time. He's around for that child all of the time. So I'm not sure if you have a niece or nephew that is a male, but there's definitely, he's showing me a young boy. Talking about your daughter, what is she? I'm just seeing little ponies. Is she into horses? I'm seeing. You're showing me these little toy horses. Does that make sense to you? Someone in the family that's owned these little toy horses? Or your daughter's
No.
got these little toy horses? Okay, because I'm also picking up on toy horses. He's showing me these little, here in Australia we have My Little Pony, and it's these little toy horses. That's what I'm getting as well. Matt, are you picking up anything?
Yeah,
no?
What I'm getting, hi Stacey, what I'm actually getting at this point is when I was sort of I had a half smile on my face when you were saying it was very, very, very difficult to actually separate from your job, because what I was actually getting was, as we go through March, we go through April, we go through May, we go through June, you have to make a truce with yourself and be at peace with yourself, because you're judging yourself too harshly about what you know is the inevitable. And the inevitability is this letting go of the job and the job situation that you've been focused on, I feel, for possibly a decade, possibly more. What I have to say is what I was actually getting as a sideline, I was like seeing you holding a pottery item aloft and saying, look, I've made this. Like you're almost saying to yourself, look, there is more to me than actually meets the eye. Look at this.
Right.
Look at this. Look what I've actually created here. And it is that jolt and it's that realization that after about June or July that there is a big world out there and you are able to expand your focus, because I just feel, I'm not wanting to say that you are narrow-minded, I just want to say that your focus has been on one thing for too long.
Right.
So there's a bit of originality or a bit of a new impulse coming into your life at this time. Now, the question is, after June, would that be a new man coming in, or would it be a new phase with a current relationship? Because I can't determine which it is. I just know after June.
I don't have anyone. I'm single now.
Right, then it's after June. There is a new man coming in as well.
Is he
now,
good?
There's a bit of...
I don't need any more frogs.
Well, all I can say, Stacey, is that it's going to cause quite a bit more inner conflict because it's a case of it's going to start you questioning everything about your life. So I'm going to say it's a good thing, but I want to actually say I'm being shown quite clearly you're going through a different phase in your life now.
Yeah.
But I also want to say that I'm in the scenario of I've definitely got a grandmother. I've definitely got a grandfather here in spirit. They are definitely together and they are definitely linking with you. And they're saying it's about time that you started focusing on yourself rather than all the other people that you have been doing.
Wow, that is true. That's the point I'm at right now in my life, learning to separate. I've given too much of myself and nothing, you know?
Yeah, well, it's time to give back to yourself. But just before we actually separate from you and me and Lisa move on, I believe the grandmother I've got, she's sipping like a herbal tea here. I couldn't tell you whether it's a chamomile or it's what it is, but
peppermint.
I know that I'm sorry? It's peppermint,
peppermint,
is it? It's just all I know is it's piping hot, and she's one of these that could almost drink scalding boiling water because the tea is so hot and it's flavoursome. Mm-hmm. And I know that she has actually used that as the validation that's the lady that's there. And she says, you don't doubt for 1 minute that I'm here.
No, I know she's around. No doubt.
And you've got to watch out for beyond June. It's like March, April, May to June. You're probably not going to do anything with your job situation at the minute.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to leave it there with you, Stacey. I'm going to thank you for calling in. Now, if you wait till the end of the show, you can actually download the show and you can obviously get a copy of this reading today.
Okay.
Now, and if you're interested in a reading with either me or Lisa, then just listen to the early parts of the show because our connections are there, our websites are on there. But I'm going to thank you for now, Stacey. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure. And our next caller, Vince, are you there, please? Vince, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you?
I'm really good. And where are you calling from, Vince?
Los Angeles.
You're calling from Los Angeles. Okay, Vince, what's your question this well, it'll be your early evening, won't it?
No, actually it's afternoon. It's about 1:30.
Wow, another different time zone. I just can't keep up with these time zones, Vince. So what's your question, Vince?
Well, I wanted to find out if you see me. Well, it's a two-part job question. First of all, do you see a job coming for me? Because I'm at the end of my rope right now with no money coming or anything. And then the other part of the job question is, back in October, I applied for a job, and they gave me an offer after two interviews. And then 3 days later, they rescinded the offer because I refused to cut my hair. I went to the labor board, and I filed a complaint with them. I'm waiting to hear from them. And I'm just wondering if you see any compensation or job offer coming, being forced from them to me in that situation.
Okay. So, very first question. I know I've got a gentleman linking in with me. He's coming in boldly and strongly like we have a father figure, but I feel it's more a grandfather here. But I've got a very authoritative male here.
Okay.
So,
there,
can you...
I was just going to say that both my father and grandfather are on the other side.
So I probably got them both coming in on one link. Now, the first thing is actually referenced is about this situation with your hair. And they're saying, or one of them said, it's absolutely crass that you shouldn't be given a job because of your hair. So
right.
That is absolutely absolutely, absolutely ridiculous that there is this issue going on. From what I understand, you should have that job. You should now be in that job, and you should really, really not be being concerned. All I'm actually going to say is that opportunity may seem to have passed you by, but I've got to try and calm you and relax you. That opportunity hasn't passed you by.
Okay.
So I don't know what you have to do to get that, to actually get that job in the bag, but you should already have that bag in the, that job in the bag.
Okay. So that means, does that mean that the labor board is going to force them to either give me an offer or compensate me?
I would say that they're going to force them into giving you the job, because at the end of the day, I mean, why would you need to have your hair cut for this job? I mean, it's not in a particular role, it's not a fashion role, is it? So why do you have to have your hair cut?
Well, see, my hair is past my waist, okay? But when I went in for the interview, I had it, I as I always do, I have it braided and I have it tied back and in a ball. And
yep.
she told me that, you know, because I'm going to be working around machinery. But I said to her, I've always had my hair long. I've always worked around heavy machinery. And I've never had a problem because I've always kept my hair in a hairnet. And
right.
they still said no. But here's where the problem is. The problem is they have women working there with long hair. And
That's a complete contradiction, and they've contradicted themselves.
Right.
So, I mean, all I'm going to ask you is, do you know when you went for that interview, you weren't wearing like a black shirt or a black suit or anything dark, were you?
No.
Right. It's just at that time, I understand that I feel like there was a black cloud there, or there was something that... It was a personal issue, I feel, that interviewer had with you. It wasn't you personally, but it was possibly something that was actually occurring with the interviewer at the time, and you were a bit of a scapegoat.
Well, the first interview I had was specifically with her, and by the way, she was African-American, and
understand, yeah.
Okay, and after the interview, she had me stay behind and fill out the job application, and then she sent me to their other plant to be interviewed. And after the second interview, the plant manager said to me that he was going to recommend for them to hire me. And 3 days later, she called me and said, oh, we're going to hire you. And then 3 days later after that, she called me back and said, we rescinded the offer because we found somebody else more suitable for the position. But I said to her, well, that's not possible because, number one, you hired me because I have great credentials and experience. And number two,
right.
I was
your
told fa- that...
Your father's stopping you there, Vince, and he's saying that lady has... some sort of personal issue or personal grudge with either the company or with the situation. It's not you personally. Yes, they were going to hire you. There was a definite hiring going on, but it's almost like she favored somebody else. There was a personal judgment on her point.
Well, the only problem with that issue is that when I interviewed the second time, the plant manager said they were hiring 25 people because they were putting in a new production line.
Right. All I want you to stop fretting about this situation. I know it's not easy with the financial situation that's going on, but I've got a father figure who's literally putting his arms down to say, calm Vince down. This is going to work itself out.
Okay.
Now, you're probably due to expecting to hear something from them in the next few weeks. What's being said to me is you might have to wait till even April or even May to actually have this sorted.
Okay.
There's definitely a right to appeal. There is definitely a good case for you that if you've got to have your hair cut, then all the women have got to have the hair cut. They can't discriminate.
Right.
So I'm going to, I hope that's actually answered your question for you, Vince. I know it's, I've only focused on that job situation, but all I've been told is that's all I actually need to focus on. All I need to focus on is that one job situation. Because
okay.
That's what you should have got, and that's what you're going to get. That's the way they're saying it. Hook or by crook, you'll get that job situation. Because I believe that they are still employing people. I think you will find that they are still employing people. It might
okay.
only be one or two. It might be three or four. But there is, at the next phase, because people are going to drop out. Out of those 20-odd, there's people apparently going to drop out. So there's a space available again.
Okay.
But I don't think that lady will interview you again. I don't think she will. I believe that the plant manager will have his say, and there will be the key to the door about that. So can I leave you with that, Vince? Can I thank you for calling in? And I'll remind
sure.
you that if you wait till after the show, you can actually get a copy of your reading by downloading the show.
Okay. Okay.
So
one more quick thing to see if you get it or not. This on Saturday I have a photo shoot for my agent to do the acting, and because he said he needs new pictures, and once he gets pictures he can start getting me working, and I'm wondering if he's going to be able to get me some acting jobs once the new pictures come through.
Well, I've got a totem here. I always get a particular totem when I know there's movement, or there's moving, or there's travel, or there's something travel related to someone's question. I've seen it straight away, so I'm going to basically say there's movement there. I've got
okay,
to say
great.
Yes, there's movement. So I'll leave
okay.
you there, Vince, if I can. Thank you for
Thank
calling
you.
In.
Thank you.
Lisa, are you still there? Are you still with us, or have you fallen asleep?
No, I haven't fallen asleep. I've got my cup of coffee sitting here next to me. I'm still good.
Oh, well, I've got my Monster next to me. I've got my double can of Monster Energy, 500
oh.
milliliters, and that's keeping me going.
Oh, yuck. I don't like that stuff. It's awful.
You know, you've got it really easy, because in a few weeks' time, I'm going to have to be getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning when the clocks change.
Very true.
So if I invited you back on and sometime in the winter, you'll have to get up at 5 a.m.
Oh, no, thanks.
I think you'll be declining somehow.
Yeah, cold early mornings, not my favourite.
No worries. Are you ready for the next caller?
Yeah, sure.
Right, Tanise, are you there, please? I think it's Tanise. Hi, Tanise, am I saying your name right?
Yeah, you are.
Good, because it's just, I've got it written down and I didn't quite know how to pronounce it. Where are you calling from, Tanise?
Georgia.
From Georgia, okay. What's your question for Lisa? Because I'll get Lisa to actually start this reading for you.
Okay, I just have... two quick ones. It's about my love life, but the main concern is I have to go to court because of a domestic violent incident that happened with a family member, and I'm just really, I don't want it to go, I don't want to get anybody in trouble. I just wanted to get them out of my house, and they ended up assaulting me, and I just wanted to know what to be the outcome, because I don't want anybody to get arrested or go to jail for a long time.
Okay. You hearing this okay, Lisa? I know you just put a thing on Skype that you can't hear Tanise very well. Did you hear a question, Lisa?
I did hear her question. That was just cutting in and out a little bit, but I did hear most of her question. I can hear you very well. Hello, Tanise. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Okay, good. I can hear you okay at the minute. The first thing that I'm getting for you is that everything's going to be okay. That's just very flashing lights. Everything's going to be okay, and I can feel and sense that there's been a bit of a struggle for you, but I am getting that everything's going to be okay. Now I am getting I'm getting a feeling of a grandmother around you that's supporting you, and I feel like the two of you had an awesome connection together when she was living, and I feel a good outcome, and I just want to say don't lower your boundaries, just go ahead with what you need to do to resolve the situation, and just keep a level-headed mind, and everything's going to be okay. That's kind of in a ballpark. That's what they just keep saying, is everything's going to be okay and everything's going to work out for the best. Apart from that, Matt, I'm not getting very much else for Denise, so I don't know if you're getting anything else there. I'm not getting very much for her, because it's a feels like a little bit of a strained connection there.
Okay, Denise, I've got to admit that I've got a family member here in spirit who is making this connection a little bit difficult. Now, I don't know whether I've got a mother or I've got a potential mother-in-law here, but is there a mother-type vibration in spirit who you maybe didn't get on very well with, or is particularly annoyed about this domestic violence situation, like they would have sorted it without court? Because I've got that sort of vibration here.
It's probably my aunt, which is her mom.
Okay, because this lady's got, like, is symbolically jumping up and down, and she's got steam in her ears and she coming out of her ears, and she would have sorted this out by closing this person in on the room and have a good talking with her. It wouldn't have gone to court if she'd still been on the earth plane.
Okay.
That's her vibration. Now, all she's basically saying is let it go to court, because it might just sort this one out once and for all. Did this auntie have a head condition, please? The reason why I'm asking is I've almost got a splitting headache with this lady.
I don't know. I really don't. When she passed away, I was really young. So I really don't know.
But you understand, pardon me, that her opinion is carry on with this domestic violence charge. Carry on with it, because she's obviously, this girl's obviously got a violent temper, and she's got an anger management problem, because that's what's actually being emphasized to me here. Well, if you can't sort it out on a friendly level, and if family can't sort it out, then the authorities need to sort it out for her own good, don't they? She needs to obviously have some help. So don't feel too bad about it.
Okay, because what happened was we didn't get a chance to sort it out, because she's, like, very jealous of the situation. I don't want to get her. She already been in jail for this, and I just wanted to solve it and have everything, you know, peaceful, but not her not living in my house, because she's like a bully. And that was it. And I just wanted to know if you've seen anything for my love life. And
right, well, this auntie wants the book thrown at, obviously, her daughter. It's like case of, sera, sera, get it sorted, what will be, will be. That's what's basically being said to me. Now, as far as your love life goes, this auntie, he said, aren't you dating somebody, or haven't you been dating somebody? If you haven't been dating, who's the young man that comes around you?
Which one? I have...
Do you mean there's more than one? What about the... He seems to have dark hair, or he had a bit of a curl at the end of his hair. Do you know who that gentleman is? She's saying there's definitely one around you who seems pretty keen.
I just started dating.
There is a gentleman around then.
I'm not really dating anybody. It's just like friendly, like it's like a friend. So I hang out with like different guys just to see if like
is there a guy with it's not necessarily black hair. It might be very, very dark brown hair, and his hair's got a bit of a curl at the end of it. That's what she's showing me. Or maybe what she's trying to say is he needs to get his hair cut and he needs to be tidied up a little bit.
No, they see, the thing is, like, I kind of go for guys who have the same kind of texture here. It's weird. So they all, like, have this, like, curly kind of hair. But it's like I'm not dating anybody because I don't feel like I have found the right person to date.
Well, this auntie is now drawing a breath in. I've got this vibration with this auntie, and she's literally saying, what do you mean that you're not dating anybody? From what I can see, there is a gentleman around you. Oh, she's got you hanging out with somebody. I mean, we are now in March. I've got to give you 5-6. I've got to give you 5 weeks. I've got to give you 6 weeks. And I've got to say, within that 5 or 6 weeks, there is a guy who is the definitive one that you will be interested in. He might not have exactly the same hair texture that you're used to, but there is a curl in his hair, and there is a bit of a dark colour to his hair. He's a little bit scruffy. He needs to tidy himself up a little bit, as far as your auntie is concerned, but she is definitely saying that that person is around you. So I hope...
If you could, is it the younger guy? I did not want to date him because he was like 18. And I was like, no.
No. He's not as young as that. He might be younger than you, but he's not as young as that. He might be mid-20s. He might be 23, 24, because that's where I'm being hit to talk about, around about 23, 24 maybe. But he will be quite apparent because he might have a distinctive jacket on that has a bit of a logo on the back. That's the sort of vibration I'm being shown.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to disconnect from your auntie for you, Denise. I'm going to thank you for calling in. I'm going to remind you that there is a copy of this reading available at the end of the show by downloading this show from the archives. And I'm going to thank you for calling in this evening.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
It's a pleasure. So we will take our next caller, and then we'll have a music break. So our next caller, please. Your name, please.
Oh, hi. How are you?
I'm good. What's your name, please?
Tristan.
Hiya, Tristan. Where are you calling from?
Florida.
And how can I help you? What's your question for Conversations with Spirit this evening?
I'd like to know what's coming up for me.
Okay. Now, my first question for you is there any outstanding job issue? Is there any outstanding interview? Is there anything that you are waiting to hear news from? Because I've got some sort of judgment or something going in your favor here. That's the immediate first thing I've actually got here.
Yes, I'm waiting on my disability.
Well, all I want to actually say is this is favorable. This is favorable. That is the words. That's the upshot of this. This is favorable. It might not be exactly what you are anticipating, but it is favorable.
Can you tell me when it is?
What do you mean? I mean, what, a sum of money, amount of money, or how? What do you mean by? Sorry to ask. Oh, okay. I'm getting, and I must admit, I'm definitely dealing with mum's side of the family here. That's the side of the family that I'm dealing with. It's a case of, I know it's outstanding, and I know a couple of weeks to a couple of months seems a long time, but my feeling is that we are, there's pressure to get this sorted before the end of March. That's the vibration that I've actually got here. Was there a lady on your mum's side who would have had a lot of painkillers at the end of her life? She would have been on a lot of pain. And all I know is I've got a lot of pain relief here. Or is it you that's on the pain relief?
I'm in pain. I'm not on painkillers. But my stepmother is the only mother figure that I've had. And she was in a lot of pain before she passed.
Right. So I've got So I more than likely got your stepmother here because I've got this emphasis about this pain and this pain relief, and I'm feeling it. And I'm feeling, I've got to say that I don't know whether she was bedridden or she was actually incapacitated, but I'm feeling a problem with one of her left leg here.
She was incapacitated at the end. I was feeding her.
And was there any wiring or was there any injections going on her left arm? I know the favoured is the right arm with most nursing staff, but what was it about her left arm?
I'm not really sure. I just know she was in pain all the time. I have
right,
a problem with my right arm.
But she's rubbing, I'm wanting to rub my left arm with this lady. All I know is that this is what she's said, and these are the words that have been said to me, is this has been a long, hard haul for you. A couple of weeks or a couple of months isn't going to make that much difference in the whole story of things, but I don't want to say it's going to be 2 months, because for you, you'll lose hope. This is why they're saying 2 weeks to 2 months. That's the time period that I'm actually being given.
For exactly what?
For a judgment, for a judgment for you, that's how an agreement for you. That's because I've been basically shown your prayers answered. This is what they're basically saying to me.
Okay.
So I don't know what you are waiting to hear news about, but it's in the next 2 weeks to 2 months, and it's favorable for you.
Well, what it is I want my disability to come through to actually, for me to stop being denied and for them to pay me the back monies that they owe me.
So this, it's the only thing that they are talking about. I'm going to keep stressing that what you're waiting to hear from is 2 weeks to 2 months. So if that relates to your back pay, that relates to them paying that stream of money, then 2 months from now is May. So we're saying from, say, the middle of March to May, in that period there is this judgment going in your favour. It takes the uphill struggle away. It takes all that painstaking effort away, because that is exactly what is being said to me.
And that would be exactly the truth.
Because this stepmother is so close to you, it's unbelievable. Now, I don't know how close she was on the earth plane, but she sure is close now.
Yeah, I miss her a lot.
Well, let's just say that she's also saying that she's calling you a bit of a tortured soul, an underestimated soul, a misunderstood soul, and she understood you perfectly.
Okay.
That's her wording. Now, Lisa, are you listening? Lisa, can you add anything to this connection for Tristan?
No, I'm not actually getting anything at all. Sorry, Matt. I'm not getting anything at all.
That's okay, because, I mean, everybody knows this is your first show, and it's not the easiest shoes to be in, is it, Lisa?
No, well, see, I'm a visual person, and I just love linking in with people visually, so it is a little bit of a challenge, but I do still have someone in spirit here, so I know that there's someone who's waiting to hear from this lovely lady that I have.
Just with Tristan still on the call, Lisa, use it visually. What's the first thing that you get in the back of your mind? What's the first thing that you're actually seeing or you are feeling? What are you feeling or what are you seeing?
The first thing that I'm feeling is that she's in a bit of a pickle, I feel, at the moment. You know, she's been stressed out for so long, and that vibration that she has is kind of extending out, and I feel like until she, you know, kind of comes to a sort of self-understanding of what has actually happened, I feel like there's a bit of a problem there with accepting what's happened to her. And that's the first thing. And I feel like once there becomes some sort of resolution in her, then this whole situation is going to shift.
Can you understand that, Tristan? Can you understand what Lisa's said there?
Well, yeah, but not exactly all of it. I don't understand what I'm supposed to, like, understand over.
Okay, so you find yourself in a position in the life at the moment that you never thought you'd be in.
Agreed.
You know, okay, so you had a lot of goals, you had a lot of dreams, you had a lot of ambitions, and now all of a sudden, all these things in your mind have been completely taken away from you.
Well, it hasn't been all of a sudden. It's been for quite a few years now.
Yeah. So, but still in the scheme of things, if we look at, you know, the situation, it's like it's starting to come to a head. So there's a lot of energy around this whole situation. And what I feel is that I'm feeling a lot of, I don't like to talk in sort of the negative aspect, but I feel like there's a lot of resentment there, and I feel like there's a lot of negativity, and I feel like that, you know, there's a lot of, you haven't come to terms with the fact that this is actually, it's actually happened, and I feel like once you actually come to terms with this whole situation and you free yourself up from it, then everything is going to change for you. I see it's like the dip in the road. You know, you can only travel so far. You start to go downhill for a while and then you get sort of stuck there. I feel like you're stuck in the muck of it at the moment. And what I see long term for you is that You can come up and out of that. You can shift and shake out of that, but you need to be the one who takes responsibility for everything, and you need to be the one who takes responsibility for yourself and your own path that you're playing in this, because I see a really nice outcome. I see a good future for you, but I feel like at the moment you're so focused on this and that this has happened, and yes, it's been a long time coming, but I feel like you've gotten into that state of thinking, my life is never going to be good again. That's what I keep hearing is, my life is never going to be good again, and these people have to pay and all of this. And what I want to say to you is, your life doesn't have to be that way. You know, you can make a change today. You can make a change now in this second to say, I am worth more than this, and I can absolutely change my position. And the moment that you let go of all the hurt that you're feeling, because that's what I feel when I hear your voice, I feel a lot of hurt and I feel a lot of pain, and I know it's a horrible space for you to be in, but the moment that you can let go of that and really come into accepting and loving yourself again is the moment that this whole situation is going to shift. You know, Matt's given you some great timeline there to give you some sort of purpose, but this all comes back to you ultimately. You know, okay. I really believe in the fact.
Tristan, is that a help? Because
yes, it is.
I know it's a difficult situation, and I know I kind of put Lisa on the spot, but it's a scenario of, I just feel that Lisa's input is basically the sympathetic female input, whereas I've been like the direct how spirit have been saying it. And I think if you listen back to the actual reading that we've both done for you, then I think you will gain a lot from that.
I agree with you, and I thank you both.
It's a pleasure. Tristan, well done Lisa. See, you did get something.
Thank you.
Okay, now before we go into a music break, I've got another little tester for people in the Blog Talk Radio chat room. What I want to do this time, and this is I'll do a free email reading for people. What I've got is I've written down one primary color and one number between 1 and 10. So it could be orange 4, or it could be 6, or so whoever puts a colour and the primary number down, so it's a primary colour and a number down, and it's the one that matches what I've written here, I will do a free email reading for them. So what we will do is we will have a bit of a music break, and then we'll come back. We'll have a little bit more of a conversation with Lisa, and we will do some more reading. So we should just have a short break, a music break, and then we will be back to you. So music, please, Ken.
Kissed by a witch one night in the wood, and later insisted your feelings were true. The witch's promise was coming, believing he listened while laughing you blue. Red, yellow, brown, all over the same. And the love you have found lay outside in the rain. A wash clean by the water, but nursing in
with Spirit here on Spirit FM. I am your host, Matthew James. And in the guest seat, we have Lisa Michelle, the lovely Lisa Michelle, all the way from Brisbane in Queensland. I'm actually coming to you from Canberra in the ACT in Australia. For me, it's 20 past 9 in the morning. For Lisa, it's 20 past 8. Now, the last song was A Witch's Promise by one of my favourite groups, Jethro Tull, and I just thought I just wanted to air that that really old song. Now, in the break, I've been looking at Blog Talk Radio chat room, And we do actually have a winner. Susie Love and Light has actually put green and nine down as the answer. That is the correct answer. So, Susie Love and Light, I will send you my email. I'll put my email address on in the chat room, and you can answer me, giving me your couple of questions, and I will do you a free reading. Also, in the interval, I've just had a little chat on Skype with our producer Ken. Mike Davis, the founder of Mike Spirit FM, he's not been very well over the last few weeks, the last couple of weeks. He's got a viral infection. I know I was speaking to Mike over the weekend, and his throat is really, really bad, and all carrying up a temperature. So what we're asking for is, if there's anybody who is listening to the radio show who is a healer, who can do absent healing, can we all please send Mike some absent healing? Can you sort of wish Mike well and send Mike oodles and oodles and oodles of absent healing? Because he wasn't able to do his show last night. He had to cancel his broadcast, which is really, really, really unusual for Mike. I mean, Mike is a tough Mike. It takes a lot to actually bring Mike to his knees, and for him not to be able to do his show last night means that Mike isn't very well, because he absolutely adores doing the radio show. So all you absent healers out there who are listening to the show, please, please focus on Mike Spirit. Mike Davis, the people's psychic that in Wales, in the UK, is sending some healing. So I just wanted to just really raise that on the show at the moment. So, Lisa, how are you doing? Lisa, are you there?
Yeah. Sorry, had to unmute me.
That's all right. You're getting the hang of it. I mean, it's
I'm getting the hang of it slowly.
I'm just wondering, after your trial by fire, are you going to be coming back on the show, do you think? I mean, obviously not at 5 a.m. in the morning.
Oh, I'd love to give it a try. I'm happy to go out of my comfort zone and try anything.
Yeah, because what I'm doing, and I've been saying in previous shows, is I've got a round robin of guests. So everybody who's actually been on the show, a little bit further down the line, we're going to basically have you back on the show. That's the idea. And I mean, I want to keep changing the formula. So probably in a few weeks' time, I might invite a couple of guests on. There might be three or even four of us, and we might do a bit of a round robin and just do something a little bit different. I've got a few ideas in the pipeline, and if you want to be involved in that, you'd be more than welcome.
Oh, that
Lisa.
Sounds fun. That sounds like mischief. I love it.
So we all can just sort of do little readings, and maybe even do readings for each other. Who knows? I mean, it all depends what we're going to do on the night. So that's the idea. But we need to plug our show again. So where are we on Friday night, Lisa, and what are we doing?
Okay. So Friday night, Matthew Jones Medium and myself are going to be together doing a live show. So far we've got about 90 people coming. It's going to be in Brisbane, so any Brisbaneites out there. It will be at the Springwood Towers Apartment Hotel, which is at number 9 Murrajong Street, Springwood. Not far from Brisbane, halfway Brisbane Gold Coast, so it won't take long for you to get there. Doors open at 7 for a 7:30 start, and we hope to create some real mischief on Friday night. You can find the event on my Facebook page, Lisa Michelle Medium, and to share it around as we set the task out earlier. Once we hit 100 people coming on the evening, I'm going to give away a free face-to-face reading. Once we hit 120, Matt's going to do the same thing. He's going to give away a reading. Don't know how that'll work face-to-face in Brisbane, but he might do something by Skype or...
we'll sort something out. But I'm also, I know Chris is listening. I know my wife's listening. If we hit 150, and she's going to kill me for this, if we hit 150 people, I am going to force her up on stage.
Woohoo! I love that idea.
She's going to kill me for that. I know the door's going to open any minute and she's going to be glaring at me, but if we hit 150, I'm pretty sure that she will risk being up on stage with us. So there'll be three of us on stage towards the end of the evening.
Awesome. You can grab
that's if we hit 150.
Awesome. That would be awesome.
We're just in a mischievous giveaway mood, and she's just put on blog on the chat room. No, I'm not going on stage. Well, we've just announced it.
Yep, we've just announced it. Can't take it back now, Chris. And you know, Chris actually would be awesome to come on for a duo for the two of you on this show.
Well, I've said it a few times, Lisa, but She's reluctant. I used to be the reluctant medium when I used to do stand-up work, so the title's now gone to Chris. Chris is now the reluctant medium. She's brilliant. I mean, I had an open forum night here in Canberra on Wednesday, and it was a part of it. We were practicing a bit of psychometry. Chris came in, and one of the ladies that was attending the evening, Chris was given an item of her jewellery, and 2 hours later, Chris was still giving messages to this lady from her grandmother, and it was all spot on. It was all absolutely spot on. So she can do it.
Absolutely. I've seen it. So, Chris, no excuses. 150, Friday night, you're up there, darling, you and me, and your darling husband.
That would be, it'd be a laugh. it would be a laugh. So, what's your website, Lisa? Before we go into the next call, what's your website?
Okay, it's www.spiritsignature.com. spiritsignature.com for anyone that wants to go and check it out.
You do Skype, don't you, and phone? Or anybody contacts you from the US?
Yes, I do Skype and phone readings, yeah.
Cool. Now, my website is www.matthewjamesmedium.com, and I also am available for Skype, phone readings, home readings. In fact, on the front of the Blog Talk Radio, in front of the Conversations with Spirit show, I do believe I've actually put one of the logos, one of the banners up, which has got all my details on for anybody who is interested. Now, Lisa, are you okay going first with the next caller?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, Diane, are you there, please?
Yep.
Hi, Diane. Where are you calling from?
I'm in New York.
New York. And how are you today?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm really good. Now, just to explain to anybody who's actually listening, and both me and Lisa work with voice vibration. This is one of the reasons why I actually just have a quick, brief conversation with a caller, because we get the voice vibration, and from that voice vibration, we actually make connections. So, Lisa, have you got anything that you wish for Diane? Diane, what's your question for Lisa? Because I'll come in at the end of this.
Well, it's actually Jillian.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were Diane.
Yeah.
Sure.
I think you got my...
I'm speaking to Gillian, are we?
Yeah, I think you got my name. I don't know, maybe I didn't say it loud enough when I first called.
Oh, sorry.
About it.
Okay, so Lisa, have you got anything for Gillian? Gillian, what's your question for Lisa?
I just wanted to ask about relationship and career.
Relationship and career. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good. Okay, just give me a moment to sort of connect in here. Okay, I'm the first thing that I feel I'm feeling a little bit alone, and I'm feeling a little bit sort of stuck, and I'm feeling a little bit like you're wanting to sort of break out is what I'm getting. Because I'm feeling a bit nervous energy. I'm feeling a little bit tense with this. And I want to say is that I feel like there's been something happened, especially in the relationship area, that's really caused you to feel quite secluded or quite cut off. And I just feel like there's a lot of healing that needs to happen with you. I feel like you've been through a bad time with relationships in the past, and I feel like that's actually having some sort of an effect on you moving forward. What I also want to say is that I feel like personally you're feeling very lost and confused at the moment. You're unsure on what's happening in your life, even down to the point of, you know, I don't know if you've considered moving, because I'm getting a lot of movement around you as well. So I'm getting the feeling of loss and confusion. There's some healing that needs to take, and I feel like there's been an ending of like a long-term relationship. Does this make sense to you?
Yeah, slightly, yeah.
Yeah, okay, all right. And I feel like it's an opportunity for you to now look at what can come in, you know, look at the positives, look at where you're at in your life, and really take an opportunity to create your life exactly the way you want it. I know it's been sad, and I know that it's been a hard time because it's someone you had a very strong connection with. I'm actually seeing that in the next 3 months, there's going to be some shifts and changes for you. I feel like you're going to take a new direction, and you're going to reclaim your power and self-confidence. I feel like it's really an important time for you to really come out of your skin and really come out. And I just feel like you want to do some more feminine things and, you know, feel a lot more sort of love in your life. There needs to be a lot more happiness, a lot more joyful times. I don't feel like you're getting out as much. And what I want to say is you've got to get out there to be in it. To win it, you've got to be out there, and you've got to be in that. And I feel like that you're holding yourself back from a new relationship. I feel like it's hurt you so much that you're unsure on, you know, how do I go about this? I feel like there's a loss there, you know, an unsurety of where do I go? You know, how do I trust again? I feel like trust has been a bit of an issue for you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, makes some sense, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Did you have some more question about that? Because I just need to hear your voice a little bit more to just continue with a link.
Yeah, with the moving on, do you see that with my work moving on?
Yeah. I am sensing that work is going to shift and change. I'm feeling a strong energy here, and I'm feeling the energy of a female around, a mother. I'm sensing a lady here who's got curly white hair, and I feel like there's writing. There's a lot of writing involved. Does that make sense to you?
Is it writing?
Writing. Yeah, because I see I've got a lady here with me. She's wearing glasses. She's got grey hair, and it's curly, and I'm seeing her. She's writing a lot. And it's the glasses with the chain. Does this lady make sense to you? I feel like she's a mother figure, a grandmother figure.
Glasses, no. With the chain, no. I have one grandmother that passed, but she never wore glasses with a chain, and her hair wasn't white, so.
Okay, so
she
could be eager
hair.
For the next caller, perhaps, but she's just very eager to
which does happen. You can actually get a connection. They do get in a queue. I mean, that's the thing here. There is that possibility, Gillian. I'm sorry, I'm jumping in, Lisa, but I must admit, when I get in here, I want to ask Gillian, have you lost your father, please? Because I've got a very, very, very strong indication that I've got a father spirit here.
Maybe it's my grandfather.
I mean, the way that it's coming in, would he have been in your upbringing? Because this is a strong connection.
My father is still alive, so definitely not him.
But what's the, who's the father vibration that's passed? Is there any by chance? Is there any chance that there's a father, an ex-father-in-law, or is anybody who has had any upkeep, upbringing in you at all? Because I know that I've got that kind of vibration here.
Well, there is my grandmother's husband, who's not my grandfather, but you know they were married, so
yeah,
I did spend like about a year there. Living with my grandmother. He wasn't a nice guy.
Right, I've got to be honest here that we've got two people that you are not actually recognizing. So what I'm actually going to do is I'm actually going to remember that person. I think we've got a spiritual connection for our next caller. So that will be interesting to see. But what I have actually got for information for you is that it's a case of not holding on to what you are holding on to. It sounds a bit of a contradiction, but you are the holding on. You seem to be holding on to old energy patterns, because I'm feeling a little bit blocked here, or a little bit locked, or a little bit limited. And I'm feeling your anxiousness. I'm feeling a little bit of frustration here. I know it's an energy that I'm actually feeling around you. So it's like you feel locked. Or you just want an energy pattern to go or to finish. It's like, I want a change. I want this to go. I want this lifestyle to go. Have you still got an influence and a connection with an ex-partner, please?
No. I mean, maybe it's a psychic connection, but they don't talk to each other anymore.
Can I ask what this energy pattern is in them? What is this that actually seems to be holding you back? Because I'm teetering on an edge with you. I've almost got you as you wanting to take this blind, bold leap, but something's holding you back from doing it. What's holding you back?
For a job change or a relationship change?
I actually want to do. I want to say both, because both are linked here. Because
there seems to be the option of
a change of location. That's what I've got, a change of state or a change of location.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking I want to move to another state, and it's just a big change, and I just haven't figured out how to go about it yet. And I just need some kind of answers to say, okay, follow this path. This is how you go about it. But I guess I'm just like waiting to see how it unfolds, but I just can't see how it's going to happen. But I'm feeling strongly that it will.
Well, all I can tell you is that you've got the means to do this. You've got the ability to do this. And what I have to say is I understand now what the energy block is. You cannot compare your life history, your life purpose in the now with what you had in the past. That's what I actually have got to say. It's got to be a complete fresh start.
Mm-hmm.
You can't judge yourself on past failings. You can't judge yourself on what you didn't do. You can't judge yourself on regrets. You've got to wipe that slate clean. My understanding is there has been a form of, not necessarily mental abuse, but there has been a very, very, very strong dominant male in your life who changed your way of thinking. And I don't think it was a positive way of thinking either. So there's been a bit of a dominant male in your life. I take it you can place that gentleman.
You mean recently or while I was growing up?
Previous. In a past relationship, in the past. This is what I'm actually getting here, and I'm getting a very, very, very strong connection of you breaking away from that thought pattern.
Well, if it was my past relationship, he wasn't abusive or anything.
I'm not saying there was anybody abusive. I'm not saying that. All I'm saying is that your perception or your outlook on life or it's like your perception was affected or adjusted or changed, and you've got to get the old person back. That's what I basically want to say. And before you get, as soon as you get that old person back, you then have the means to actually move on. You'll know exactly what you want to do because you've forgotten what you want to do. That's basically summarizing here the information that I've got.
Okay.
So can I actually, I'm going to have to leave you there, Gillian, and just hope that me and Lisa have given you some insight or some food for thought anyway.
Okay, yeah, it's been good. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling in. Now, I've just had a little message from via Blog Talk Radio. Our last caller, Tristan, I believe, she says, I think you have my dad, Matthew. His birthday is coming up soon and he's in spirit. So I think the gentleman that I've just been linking into may possibly be Tristan's father. We do that sort of thing as a mediums. We don't break connections. We can still have relations from our previous clients. And I did say at the start of the show that it is a live radio situation, and just about anything and everything can actually happen. So yeah, it's a case of, until you get into this situation and you start actually trying to do these live radio readings, you just realize what it's like. And I think, Lisa, you're doing really well.
Had to unmute again.
That's okay.
Thank you. That's, I just okay. Have a very eager lady in waiting. She's waiting for someone. I keep seeing names. I'm thinking, oh, I hope that's going to be the next caller for her.
Right. What we're going to do, Lisa, is we're going to go into our last song of the evening. It gives you a chance to get yourself another coffee. It gives me a chance to stand up and have a bit of a stretch. And then we will go into our next caller. So I think we'll have the last piece of music, please, Ken. I'm That was Peter Gabriel's Salisbury Hill. I believe that was off his first solo album. And I also understand that the story of that one is about when he left Genesis and he went on basically on his own, and he did his own thing after being in Genesis. It is an old favourite of mine. I absolutely adore that song. And what I tend to do on Conversations with Spirit on this radio show is put some of my favourite tracks on. What I have been doing, and I did it on Facebook this week, I'm actually now inviting requests for music on the show. We're going to slip an extra song in. And the idea is it's got to be rock ballad. It's got to be adult orientated rock, as they call it, the AOR, like the Foreigners or the Journeys. Those are the AORs. Or it's going to be a request for a Heart or a Fleetwood Mac song or a Genesis. You know, the general patter, or a Whitney Houston or anything that is very, very what the class as a ballad and you think is suitable to be heard on the show. What I actually want people to do, and I'm going to encourage people, that you go on to www.matthewjamesmedium.com. You find the Conversations with Spirit page. On the left-hand side, near the bottom of that page, there is a forum. There is a comments box for Conversations with Spirit. If you've got any music requests, please put your music requests through that box. And we will feature one of those music requests each week on the show, and we also do a shout out for the person who has requested the piece of music. So that's www.matthewjamesmedium.com. That's the Conversations with Spirit page. I'm trying to encourage people to start using that page, because all the previous shows will actually be appearing on that page. And also all the forthcoming guests will be announced on that page. And it's also a comments page for anybody who wishes to just have their say about what they think the show should feature, suggestions of guests, any comments on previous shows, any testimonials for anyone who's had readings. Go to that page and put them on there. Now we're virtually in our last 15 minutes, so we've got time for another caller. So next caller, your name please.
Hi,
what's your first name and where are you calling from?
My first name is Lori and I'm calling from Washington State.
You're calling from Washington. I missed your name, sorry. What's your name please?
Laurie.
It's Laurie. Okay, Laurie, yes. You're calling from Washington. How are you today?
I'm okay.
Good. good. What's your question, please?
Well, I think I kind of made a rash decision, but I signed up for this skin rejuvenation thing, you know? And it's like $1,500, but they gave me financing and, you know, stuff, and you know, and I wanted to back out of it, but I don't think they're gonna let me, because they said they don't give refunds, but I haven't, you know, paid any money yet or had any of the services, so I'm wondering if I should go ahead with it or if I should, you know, forget about it, or if I can forget about it.
Just to cut into your question here, Laurie. The first thing I'm actually getting is that they must have a customer service desk, or there must be somebody that you can actually write to, or you can voice your concerns to, because that's the situation that I've actually got here. I know I've got a grandmother, and I know I've got an auntie in spirit who are feeling your pain and feeling your concern. What is actually concerning me is that they're showing that somebody twisted your arm here. It's almost like you really didn't want to do this in the first place. That's what I've got very, very strongly here. And there is still time to get out of this, because $1,500 is a hell of a lot of money for something that might not actually work.
Right.
And this is the thing. I've got two ladies in spirit who probably were very much into the remedial creams and the makeups and the like, but they're going, gee girl, what are you making you part with that sort of money when you got the money can go on other things? Who twisted your arm?
Well, it kind of happened so fast, and then I was so happy that I got the financing, and then I thought, well, that'd be great to have, you know, youthful-looking skin again.
But who's to guarantee it's going to work? Because I've got to say, first of all, can you recognize your mum's mum, please? And would this be your mum's sister as well? Because I feel I'm on that side of the family.
Yes. Yeah.
They are cynical and skeptical about this deal that you got it too easily.
Right, and then she kind of fudged my finances too. And then I read about...
You know, I'm being totally honest here, and I'm known for being very blunt, and I don't hold back when I get information because that's how I work with spirit. I'm hearing the word scam here.
Right. I've been looking online, and there was a bunch of stuff that's calling it a scam.
Right. You need to get onto their customer services, or you need to get onto something pretty quick and get out of that. That's what I'm being told to do, because I don't believe the cream does what it says. I'm sorry if there are any representatives of this company listening.
It's a chemical peel and a lasers.
There's a cream involved in it already.
Yeah, you have to use a cream too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I understand that it doesn't work, or it works in limited cases. I've got to say, what I don't like about it is I don't think it's been properly tested, or I know the way that these two ladies are saying this, it's a case of, get out of this, girl.
Okay. So I will be able to get out of it, because they're trying to tell me they want.
If you act quick and you basically refuse what they are saying, they're going to try and recompense you with another product, or they'll reduce it, or we'll do this, or we'll do that, or we'll do that. You should be able to alert your banking, or alert your facility to actually cancel their deal. You've still got time. You cannot be forced into this. I definitely see your arm being twisted here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I feel like. Because they don't want, the skin studio told me they wouldn't give any refunds, but I haven't used any service, so I called, services,
you've
and
got
I called the finance.
You've got every right to get out of the deal. You've got every right to get out of the deal. And I know I don't know if you're in the chat room, but there is a lot of people there that are basically agreeing with what I'm saying.
Okay.
There is so we are literally in the last few minutes of the show. So I hope Laurie that that's actually been a help. And like I've been saying to all the other callers, you can get a copy of that reading at the end of the show, because there will be a download in the archives. So I'm going to thank you so much, Laurie, for calling in. And indeed, I want to thank all the callers. I want to thank Stacey. I want to thank Vince, Denise. I want to thank Tristan for calling in, Jillian for calling in, Laurie. And I also want to apologize to everybody else who's waiting in the queue, who's not been able to have a reading from us this evening. 2 hours goes very, very, very quickly. It goes very quickly indeed. And sometimes when spirit are giving us information, 5 minutes isn't enough, 10 minutes isn't enough. So some of the readings do actually go on a bit longer. It's basically how spirit work with us. And it's been a quick 2 hours, hasn't it, Lisa?
It's gone very fast. Very fast.
Have you enjoyed yourself, though?
Yeah, I have. I just wish I knew who this lady was for. She's poor dear. She's there. Oh, I need to speak to my daughter. She has a daughter somewhere. So if anyone did hear what I said earlier, I've got a mother figure here. She's She's got long, curly grey hair. I believe she was a writer. And she wears glasses and with a chain. She wore glasses with a chain, very plain dress. If anyone can connect with her, maybe just jot a note in the chat room, because she still really wants to come through to someone.
No problem, Lisa. I'm sure there will be a caller somewhere who... what I'm going to say is, if anyone can actually identify that lady, contact Lisa. Give Lisa a contact. Send her an email or contact her on Facebook, and I'm pretty sure that Lisa will be able to remake that connection. So, Lisa, just quickly, what's your email address, just in case anyone wants to contact you?
Yeah, great. It's Lisa, LYSA@LYSAMICHEL.com. So it's Lisa@LisaMichelle.com.
Okay. And Lisa, it's been absolutely awesome having you on the show this evening. It has been, our morning. It's like 10 o'clock or 9 o'clock, dependent on Canberra time or Brisbane time. It's been awesome having you on.
Thank you very much for inviting me, and I can't wait for Friday night. I'm really excited.
I can't wait
Friday
for
night.
Friday night either. And I know Chris is now bricking herself. She's hoping that in a way that we don't get 150 people, because she doesn't want to get up on stage.
No, 150 all the way, Chris.
So if we get 120, it's a free reading with Matthew James. If we get a 100, it's a free reading with Lisa. So basically, 120 people, there's a free reading from one of us, from both of us. So there's an incentive if anybody's in Brisbane, or anybody's in the top end of New South Wales, or anybody's in a driving distance, you will be more than welcome to come to the show. We will be videoing the show as well. We've not mentioned this. I put a request out that we actually filmed the show. So there is going to be a video of the show.
Oh, is
there? Well,
I better make sure
that,
I have my hair done properly.
Didn't you say that there was somebody would offer to video it, Lisa?
I do have someone offering to video it. I did not know it was going out into the public, though. So thank
you
very much.
We're going to put it up onto YouTube.
Are we? Okay.
Yeah. We can edit
Fantastic.
It if you want. So the bits where your hair doesn't look particularly good, we can edit that bit out.
Chris is having a good laugh. So if that be the case, Chris is definitely going to be there. There has to be 100%.
I would imagine that 90% of me on the video will be cut out, because I don't like seeing myself on video. So.
Oh, well, we're both in the same boat. I'm sure it'll be a fantastic night.
I'm sure it will. And with that, I'm going to thank everybody for listening this evening. I'm going to thank everybody who's been in the chat room, everybody who's been holding conversations in there. Thank you, everyone, for supporting Conversations with Spirit. It's going to be the same time, the same place next week. I'm your host, Matthew James. This is Mike Spirit FM. You've been listening to Conversations with Spirit. We will have another awesome guest next week. Don't know who it is yet, because I've just got to get the guest confirmed, but I have got a few options, and it will be another really interesting show. So we've just got time for our outtake. So it's good night, everybody. Good afternoon, everybody. Good morning, everyone. You've been listening to Matthew James on Conversations with Spirit. Outtake, and yeah.
Thanks for tuning in to Matthew James Medium. You can contact Matthew anytime by logging on to www.matthewjamesmedium.com. Until next week, goodbye.